John Kennedy officially announcing he is in. He is running for U.S. Senate in the elections this fall, and he joins us live right now on AM Baton Rouge. Mr. Kennedy, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
All right, so third time is the charm for you this time around, huh?
Well, I'm going to be wearing two hats for a while. I've got a lot of work to do as state treasurer with the legislative session, but I frankly didn't expect there to be a vacancy in the United States Senate. But I'm going to run hard. I think most Louisianians know me and know what I stand for. I mean, I try not to be rude, but I speak my mind.
Mr. Treasurer.
Oh, hey, Bill. I didn't know you were on.
I'm here.
I've just been dominating the conversation. That's all.
There was a poll conducted statewide in advance of the last election, and in it, you were at the top of the poll as the most popular elected official in the state of Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
Is it hard to walk away from this? I dare say you could stay in the treasurer's office as long as you would like.
Look, I love being state treasurer. But I'm looking forward to serving in the United States Senate. I mean, my reasons for running are pretty simple. I'm from a little town up north called Zachary. My dad was a small businessman. My mom was a retired school teacher, and they taught me conservative values like, you know, God, country, family, discipline, hard work, education. Maybe I'm old-fashioned, but I worry that our country's losing those values. The sad truth, it's scary to me, is that our children's generation is at risk of becoming the first generation in America, the very first, to be worse off than their parents. And that's just a fact. The American dream is in trouble. And the reason for that is because it's harder than ever to get ahead, and frankly, it's easier than ever to do nothing. And I want to do something about that. I look around, and I see too many undeserving folks at the top getting bailouts. I remember what happened in 2008, and I see too many undeserving people at the bottom getting handouts, and everybody in the middle gets the bill, and we can't afford it anymore. Our car insurance has gone up. Our health insurance has gone up. Our kids' tuition has gone up. I'll tell you what hadn't gone up is our income. I want a country and a state that respect taxpayer dollars. I'm pretty sick of the waste, and I'm sick of the debt, and I'm sick of the spending. And I'm going to take that attitude to D.C. if the folks will have me.
It may be a little early to ask you about strategy, but you're going to be trying to differentiate yourself from a Republican field that is pretty large already. I mean, we've got Congressman Fleming in. We've got Mr. Bustani in. Colonel Rob Manus is already in.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's four of you. I think there may be a fifth that I don't know of just yet. But how do you plan to differentiate, to stand out from those others?
I don't worry about the other guys. I'm just going to talk about what I believe and what I stand for.
You know, as state treasurer, you have been very vocal about our budget shortfalls, our deficit, our spending. If you are elected to the United States Senate, you're going to be one of 100 that is going to be very vocal about a long-running budget deficit, a long-running out-of-control spending government. Is this the same song, second verse on steroids for you if you're elected?
Well, I'm going to talk about the spending in D.C., but I'm going to talk about a lot of other things, too. I want a country and a state in which no parents have to send their child to a failing school. I'm going to talk a lot about that. I want an America and a Louisiana where parents can take their sick child to a family doctor instead of to an emergency room because they have decent insurance from the private sector of their own choosing. I'm going to talk about border security, national security.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want a country that's strong, and the only way we can remain free is if we're strong.
And, Mr. Kennedy, if you don't mind, there's a couple of different issues we're kind of curious on your stance on.
Sure.
You had mentioned health care earlier. I want to know how you feel about the Affordable Care Act. Do you feel repeal and replace, or do you think tune-up, what's wrong with it?
I think Obamacare sucks. I don't know how else to say it. You know, we're supposed to make our lives better by making health insurance more accessible and cheaper. It's made our lives worse. We need to start over. We can satisfy all of the health care delivery system and health care needs of the American people and the people in Louisiana through the private sector. I don't know about you guys, but if I get sick or my wife gets sick or my son gets sick, I want to talk to a doctor. I don't want to have to talk to a bureaucrat first.
John, if you don't mind, let's look at defense, terrorism. And a former Ambassador Rooney was on, says, you know, whether we want to admit it or not, we're at war with ISIS at this moment. But there have been people in the body that you're wishing to ascend to that have said, you know what, I don't think we need a 7th Fleet. I don't think we need that carrier-based fleet that would be in the Med. We want to cut defense spending. How do you feel about that?
I think the only way in the world that we live in today that we can remain free is to remain strong. I think the American people value peace, but we can't be afraid to fight back. America's the most powerful country in the history of the world, and frankly, we need to start acting like it. That's how we win the war on terror. Here's what ought to be the new rule. If you join ISIS, or you join Al Qaeda, or you join Lebanon-based Hezbollah, you sign your own death warrant. If you hit us, we hit you back twice as hard, and your friends. That's the only way that we're going to win the war on terror.
So I like what I'm hearing, because we seem to have gotten away from the idea of the U.S. being tough. Well, I don't think the U.S. is feared anymore or respected in that
area. I mean, look what's happened, Kevin, in the last 8 years. We've lost two wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Putin has embarrassed us. We've been rinky-dooed by Iran. We've been attacked at home by terrorists. And the world is on fire with ISIS. It doesn't look to me like the rest of the world respects us anymore.
You know what? I think that is probably dead on. I think a lot of people are thinking it. People have been afraid to say it. You said earlier you don't intend to hurt people's feelings or be nasty, but you speak your mind. As you get ready to mount a campaign, do you think that the era of Donald Trump will make it a lot easier for people like you who like to speak their mind to just come on out and say it? And do you think it'll be valuable to you?
Bill, that's a good question, but, you know, I don't know. I am what I am. Some people agree with me. Some people disagree with me. For example, I believe very strongly, and I know some of your listeners aren't going to agree with this, I think free market capitalism has done more to lift people out of poverty than all the government programs put together. And that's part of our problem in America and part of the costs. Welfare is supposed to be a bridge, mm-hmm. not a parking lot. I do not want to take away food stamps from people in need, but I do
all right,
want
to. That quote's
people
going up on Twitter right now.
Right now. Well, I got that one.
I don't want to take away food stamps from people in need, but our goal ought to be to have fewer people need food stamps
mm-hmm.
because they have a job. They have a job. They're not dependent on government. We have to start seeing our neighbors who are poor. We got to stop seeing them as victims who need a handout and start seeing them as workers who need a job. There are plenty of jobs out there. Now, they may not be $100,000 a year jobs, but you've got to start somewhere. And I am for tying food stamps, welfare, and frankly Medicaid to a job where if you're healthy, If you don't have kids to take care of and you're not too old, you ought to be required to work 20 hours a week. You ought to be required to go to job training. You ought to be required, if you don't want to do that, to volunteer and do public service. The goal being is to get people back into the economy. You know, a person without a job is not happy and he's not free. I don't think anybody wants to be dependent on the government, but there has been this culture that has developed, and it's not healthy for our low-income neighbors, and it's not healthy for the taxpayers.